she whispered. Over here, across the corridor. He didn't hear her at first, but when he did, he dragged himself slowly to the wall so he could sit and finally look at her.
Hello there,
he answered with a smile. A somewhat odd one that looked like it had been rehearsed. Still, people who hadn't been around as many con artists as she had would probably think it was genuine, since it engaged all the right muscles in the face and caused all the right wrinkles. Irrelevantly, she noticed that all this was made a little more charming thanks to the faintest dusting of freckles on his cheeks.
I don't see the guards pissed off that often. What did you do?
I guess I made it a little difficult for them to get me here.
Oh, nothing unusual then. They hate doing more work than they have to.
Why didn't they manacle you?
He tapped the side of his head where she could see what looked like a device wired to run into his skull and likely connected to the base of it.
It's a seizure inhibitor. I have epilepsy, and these are meant to stop me from going off the wire. They're usually implants, but I managed to get hold of an external version. That said, implants like these don't go well with the electromagnetics in their shackle system.
External medical implants?
That sounds kind of inside out, no pun intended.
How long ago were you treated?
It's not a matter of how long ago, but where. You don't get any premium medical tech on the border planets. I'll have to take it off, but they refuse to do it until a proper internal implant is injected, which might take a couple of days. Until then, there are no shock collars for me.
I would say you're a lucky bastard, but I assume you'll keep giving them trouble every time they have to transport you somewhere?
You assume correctly.
Well then, my condolences.
He lowered his head with a small grin.
What about you? It's not common to find another human in a Z-Trang Supermax, especially one of their moon facilities.
They've accused me of all kinds of crimes. Piracy, murder, and grand theft are at the very top of the list.
Are you innocent?
Of course not.
Daria answered with a grin, scratched her bare arms, and thanked her lucky stars that she still wore the athletic bra they had assigned for her to wear under the long-sleeved shirt she had discarded. But they're still accusing me of it.
I would assume they will have noted your apparent pride in your work because, even though I'm not psychic, I pick up on it.
Well, yes. She grinned unrepentantly.
That means you won't be here for very long.
My last parole hearing ended a few minutes before you arrived. They've adjourned to assemble a sentencing panel where I'll probably get the scrub for my crimes. He winced and shook his head.
Unpleasant.
If you think picking you up and dancing you around like a puppet on strings is unpleasant, I imagine them turning my cerebrum into a pot roast must be a shitload worse.
He nodded slowly and shivered at the very recent memory of what had happened to him.
What did you say your name was again?
I didn't. He rolled his eyes.
Well, that was my roundabout way of asking your name.
Daria, yours?
Travis Loam, at your service.
Seriously? Travis tilted his head.
Why are you surprised?
Nothing. Well, the last Travis I met is one of the reasons why I am here, enjoying the hospitality of the Z-Trang Authority.
Well, assuming you don't hold my name against me, I have a proposal for you.
If it is to make my last night as myself somewhat more enjoyable, I'll stop you right there. I happen to know there's no way for a human's dick to reach this far. She grinned, and he laughed at that. But as he leaned a little closer to his cell door, she realized that he was serious.